City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
John Gibbons is a regular on Friday. Gibbo's here for the Sound of Merseyside. Morning to you, boys.
Good morning, Mace. Nice to see you.
Yeah, introduce the boys we've got in today.
This is the Johns, the fabulous Johns. I'm made up. They've come down. I put them on actually earlier this year. We did Liverpool Loves Festival, big free festival down at the Albert Dock, and I booked the stage and I put these boys on, and they absolutely smashed it, blew everyone away. So I'm really pleased they've come in. And on today as well, they're launching an EP today. So, you know, Al, we've got the exclusive, you know what I mean? We've got the boys in. Everyone else wanted them. Everyone else wanted them, but we've got them here on the day of their EP launch.
It was Carlings, the offers.
So what's the names?
Dominic.
Dominic on mic three.
I'm Michael
on mic four.
And you can tell, but the people who are at home can't listen, they are brothers.
I can tell, yeah.
We've been called twins before.
The odd time.
Just get a bit closer to that, Mike.
The odd time, people have seen us in the street, we're just brothers.
So tell us where the name came from, because on my sheet it's got the Johns, and I thought the producer had spelt it wrong because it's got two J's. I was saying to him, so we've got the J Johns coming on today, or the John. My musical knowledge is not great, by the way.
Do you know what it was? It was just, we started the band last year, and me and Mick were like, we want a normal name, as normal as possible. But
not
the only
too
reason,
long either, not like, no, not a mouthful, we didn't really want like
a long name.
Exactly, the only reason we put the J in front of it is because there was loads of bands called the Johns.
Is that not your surname? Johns?
No, it's not to do with anything. It's just like Morrissey done with the Smiths. He was like, normality, let's do the Smiths, call it that, bog standard, easy to say and stuff like that, rather than like
how
the
important
laughing,
is that?
Talk and whatever, you know what I mean? I think it's important to have a, you know, memorable name, or even the fact that it's a double J.
Yeah.
People talk
Why
about
is that?
It's just we put another J in front of it, literally because there were so many bands with a single J.
Top of all the social media sites and that now. If you say, you know, the Johns with two J's, you'd be top of all the social media sites.
Yeah, we were chatting before about a lot of bands do that now, and just distinguish the name slightly, so it's easier to come up. And the band Churches are a really good example, doing really, really well at the moment, Scottish electronic band, where they spell the U with a V in Churches. You know, it's still Churches, but it's spelled with a U, so if you Google that, you know, you're going to get that rather than loads of actual churches, you know, in the England and stuff like that.
Sometimes it's a nightmare, though, because, like, you know, you're telling people, oh, we call the Johns, and they're typing the Johns in, and then they'll come up to you a few days later and be like,
so many times.
I can't find you anywhere.
It's good that they're looking for you, though.
Yeah,
that's a good starting point, isn't it? Yeah. So, obviously, was there music in the family, or...?
Yeah, my dad straight away, like, from age, like, 2 or 3. Dancing around the living room today. It was Bee Gees. Early memories
Buddy
is
Ollie and all that,
Bee Gees, no, Robin Gibb, Barry Gibb, and just the harmonies.
That's where
like
I think
that.
That's where our influences come from. As Adam was saying before about the simple name, that's sort of our music. We go for simplicity, like... Adam only learned the guitar say 18 months, 2 years ago, and already we're flying, like, so it's all about simplicity. We've got our influences from, I'd say, the beat harmonies are mostly from the Bee Gees, aren't they?
The harmonies were like they come natural, because he was Mick come home from uni and like just learned guitar himself a couple of years ago. And I was like, oh, quality, play me that. Just nagging him to play me songs. And I was just bobbing in with these harmonies, thinking I was like Robin Gibb, but really, I was just like learning, know what I mean? I was like, yeah, I can sing defo,
you
but...
You hear Adam's voice as well, and he's got like, not comparing him to Robin Gibb, like, but I mean, he's got like this little sort of
wobble in
his voice.
I don't like it. It like wobbles when you don't want it to, but it just...
He thinks it's because he can't sing, but he can sing, like,
happens,
you know what I mean?
It just happened.
No other brothers in the family?
Yeah, there's another one in the band, We've got three brothers, well, there's four of us in total, and then there's our older brothers in the band, and then our mates from
Steve and Sam complete the band, and Phil is another one. We're a five-piece, Phil on lead guitar, Steve Brannigan on bass, and Sam Baker on
drums. We don't really have lead, but it's more, you know, we all chip in with little bits and bobs, like, so.
So what's the type of music?
It's like Mersey beat, innit? Yes. Like early Beatles stuff, and then you've got like, you know, like the Lars and all that.
As close to Mersey as possible, because I sort of just sing our talk, like in the accent, and sort of shout it and get the point across. But I'd say Merseybeat. That's the closest.
Most people's accents disappear when they sing.
That's another thing that baffled me every time I see an unsigned band. Suddenly, John round the corner, he talks in a Scouse accent, turns into
the worst is like it doesn't really happen now. But like when I started, the people used to sing American. And it's gone away like now, thankfully.
People
but
are getting their own style.
Yeah,
now,
style a bit more like, and you noticed it more like, you know, I like it when Scottish bands are singing their accents. Yeah, I think
like
it sounds really cool.
You know
but
I mean?
But like yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're a really good example. But like late '90s, like early 2000s, everyone was just singing in like an American accent because that was all the music. And it's mad, wasn't it? And then between songs, you were like, oh yeah, nice one.
Yeah, you're like, that's not how you sing.
Yeah. Oh, I know you brought the guitars in. You're gonna play live for us shortly.
Well, do one song.
Tell you what,
EP, like.
What we'll do first is. We'll play this one that I've got lined up here. Little Bird, this one called.
Sweet.
So all the listeners out there can, give us their verdict for themselves. Here we go. The John's Little Bird.
Seems it's only me who sees the devil in everything I see. It's only me, she's the dark in everything that's been. Does anyone see what I see? Does anyone see what I mean? There's a little birdie told me that it's always gonna rain on me. There's a little birdie told me that it's always gonna rain on me. Everything I say that someone always disagrees. With everything I say that someone always disagrees. Call it off, I've had enough. I've had enough. I've had enough. There's a little birdie that it's always gonna rain on me. Yeah, a little birdie told me that it's always gonna rain on me. And I got so much to say, but no one understands me anyway. And I got so much to say, but no one really listens anyway. La da 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 da. It's always gonna rain on me. Yeah, a little birdie told me that it's always gonna rain on me. Cause a little birdie told me that it's always gonna rain on me. And the little bird told me it was always gonna rain on
me. There you go, a bit of an exclusive for you on Radio City Talks, the kickoff. The John's Little Bird, only available this morning on iTunes for the first time.
Yeah.
So a first play on radio.
Is right.
Fantastic.
What's that? Can't beat it, can you? On the actual radio as well, Radio City, the main one.
And I just caught the accent on there as well, just a tad.
Yeah, just a tad, you know, forcing the Scouse accent out, letting everyone know where I'm from, know what I mean?
But no one harmonises like brothers, though, I don't think. Like, family members, isn't it? Like, you've said it, like, throughout musical history, really, that for some reason, like, I don't know, it must be in the blood or something, but family members are just better to harmonise it, it's just natural. Yeah. I need to get my sister singing.
Get it, you'll get it, she'll nail the harmonies, and be like, wait,
what have we been doing all these years?
No, it'll just come, like.
Why have we wasted this much time? No, but it is. It's the best thing ever. Family harmonies. Everyone says it, but when I listen to the original and the best at the harmony is Everly Brothers. Everyone knows it. Like, all I have to do is dream. Yeah. That's a lullaby to me, that. Like, yeah. Phil and Don Everly harmonising. Mm. And it's tragic that they never even got on.
Really?
No, they never got on. But when they sang together, just magical. But thankfully, me and Mick get on. In the pub, like, we'll argue. But, you know, it's
well, hope you get on. Don't want any fighting in the studio.
Too early.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool. This is Radio City Talk.
Got John Gibbons in the studio with the Johns, and we heard their... is that a single, Little Bird? Have you released
no,
that?
It's an EP. It's a four-track EP released this morning. Yeah. So we've got one that's known by our fans. We've sort of re-recorded because we wasn't amazed with the first recording, but then we've got that one. Then we've got Little Bird. The one we're going to play now is on the EP. And then the main one, Stone Across My Cave, it's called. That's like the name of the EP. Right. But that's about a 5-minute song. So,
all right. Who's responsible for penning them and writing the songs?
Me, Don. Me, just
all down to you, Don.
Yeah. Well, I try and
he's a recluse, isn't he? Sitting there all day,
hide away in my room, trying to.
And just suddenly get these moments of inspiration.
No, it has to be. I think, like everyone says the same thing. But if you force yourself to write, I don't think it's the way. If something happens, something occurs, you know, a hook, a sentence, a line, you know, anything that sticks in your head, then that's when you go from it. You can go from it from anything. Once you've got a plan, an idea, it'll flow easy songs.
I went out with them a couple of weeks ago, Shipping Forecast or something, wherever it was, we were out having a drink, and he disappears, right, for about, must have been about 10, 15 minutes.
That was it, yeah, Shipping Forecast, the song come up.
About 10, 15 minutes, and I'm like, where's our Dom gone here? So I'm
writing.
I'm running around, looking for him. And I goes in the toilet, and he's there writing on a piece of blue roll.
Yeah,
I go, where did you get the pen from?
Yeah, I don't know where the pen come from.
Should always carry a pen with you.
Bit of blue roll,
you whipped the pen from, like, it was funny. Because I'm not even like, where have you been or whatever, just where did you get the pen from? Yeah. Amazing, the pen in a club.
I think someone said something, that was a conversation. Someone said something,
music,
I went,
that's what it was.
I was like, that's a line and a half, that. And I just went, boom, took the line. And just started writing on toilet paper,
The band come about basically because we were just playing, weren't we? And me nan had just died, hadn't she? We got a song called Queen of County Road, a dedication to me nan. And the band basically come about, and our uncle come in, and our dad obviously he'd heard them before. And my dad was like, you know, come down, have a listen to the lads. So he comes in and listens to Queen of County Road, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And about 2 weeks later, he had us in a pub in Askane somewhere, you know, recording on top of a pub, like, so that's how we sort of got started, didn't we? Then we had a gig in Eric's. We've only been going for, like, just over 12 months, know what I mean? We've played Sound City, we've played that Liverpool Love, so we're getting out there, like, hopefully, you know,
fantastic
bigger
progress.
Things to come,
good dedicated fan base already, definitely, why I put the guys on at Liverpool Love's, the absolutely boss, loads turned up.
Brilliant.
Just our school, at gigs, you just get half of our school and our college, and don't you, like, John's
just old man. You're still very young, so that's understandable. Yeah. Right, got to move you on to get a bit of live sound from the top of the Radio City Tower. You can't beat a bit of live music on a Friday morning. This is the Johns. What's this one called?
It's Stars Above the Reservoir.
So here we go. Hopefully we can pick it up all right. We'll try and move the microphones, the Johns, live in the studio. Here we go.
Well, I've never been in love. Am I ever good enough? Never properly been in love. And I've never seen the white dove flying as I look to the sky. And I just lie about my life. Someone asked me about my life. And I know what you mean when you talk of the stars above the reservoir. And I know what you mean when you tell me I'm locked inside a box. And I know what you mean when you say something in the way. I don't know how to really love you. No one's ever really shown me. Don't know how to really hold you. No one's ever really told me. And I know what you mean when you talk of the stars above the reservoir. And I know what you mean when you tell me I'm locked inside a box. And I know what you mean when you say there's something in the way. And you won't find the bees making honey in my tree. You won't find the seas flowing in my dreams. They're not flowing as free as they're supposed to be. And you won't find the keys to happiness with me.
Fantastic stuff, bit of live music in the studio. Brilliant stuff.
Cheers, lads.
Great.
Fantastic performance. Yeah, I have nice to try one. And
enjoy that, Al.
Monitor the mics there. It's great stuff. Yeah, yeah. All worked, didn't
more
it?
More nervous.
I was good. Like, I know, it's quite intense when you've got two people like staring at you, especially when I start filming.
It's not that. I was like, let's have it, let's play, come on. And then I started playing. I'm like,
sometimes it's easier to play in front of like 100 people, yeah, isn't it? Than like just two people sat there on chairs.
Weird,
like.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport, and talk for Liverpool. This is Radio City Talk.